to Between the Lines for the week of August 27th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. To begin today, we want to talk about the upcoming holiday that everybody is going to be participating in, including the library. That is going to be Labor Day, which is September 5th. That is going to be on a Monday. That is a little bit of time away, but we just want to give everybody a head up that the library will be closed September 5th for Labor Day. Then we will be back open September 6th at 9 o'clock in the morning. The library is also preparing for their Fall Story Hour. The theme this time is Wild About Books. It will start the week of September 12th, and it will end the week of October 17th, and it will be held here at the library. Children ages 3 to 5 are welcome. You can call the library at 355-6674. You can sign them up for one of our sessions that it will be once per week for each child. You can also come by the library and sign up as well. The sign-up has already begun, so if you're interested, be sure to swing by the library or call 355-6674 and sign up your children to one of the sessions per week. And remember, it's for ages 3 to 5. For the Deerfield School District for this upcoming week, the activity that they will be having is on Thursday, on September 1st. They have a middle school volleyball and football versus Granada at 4:30 and 6 p.m. On Friday, which is the 2nd, they have a high school volleyball at Holly starting at 4. Then they have high school football at Holly starting at 7. Then on Saturday, they have a high school, middle school cross country. It will be at Wichita County starting at 9 a.m. For the Lincoln School District for this upcoming week, on Tuesday the 30th, they have high school girls golf at Cimarron starting at 3 p.m. They have high school volleyball quad here at 5 p.m. On Thursday, September 1st, they have high school girls golf at Yucatan starting at 3. Middle school volleyball here versus Cimarron at 4:30. Middle school football here versus Cimarron at 6 p.m. On Friday, there's the Lakin Pride tailgate. It begins at 5:30, and that is right before the first high school home football game versus Yucatan, which starts at 7 o'clock. On Saturday, there is middle school cross country and high school cross country at Hayes. Starting time will be at 9 a.m. With school being back in session, the adults, teens, and children will be using various pedestrian crossings in the community daily. Whether this is in front of a school, business district, or on a residential street, it's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. Responsibilities of the pedestrian are always cross at marked crosswalks. Look left, right, left before entering the crosswalk. Take your headphones off so you can hear oncoming vehicles. Stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street. Walk, don't run across the street. And if there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. The responsibilities of drivers are yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Be prepared to stop. Come to a complete stop if pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross, and never pass another vehicle that has stopped or is slowing down at the crosswalk. Adults, if you would, please use the crosswalks because children do pay attention to what we do. For the rec center, for the upcoming week on the 29th, which is Monday, they have water aerobics at 6 p.m. On Tuesday, they have water aerobics again at 6 p.m. at this pool, and on Wednesday, they're sewing at 1. And water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool again on the 1st. For the upcoming week for the United Methodist Church, on Monday the 29th, there's men's Emmaus and women's Emmaus. Then on Tuesday the 30th, there's clergy consultation at 10:30 a.m. And then on the 31st, which is the Wednesday, is praise team practice. For the Kearney County Senior Center for the upcoming week, we do not have September's calendar yet, so I'll be reading just what I have for August. But they have on Monday the 29th, PATH exercises at 10. On the 30th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10. On the 31st, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45. Meal site will be at noon. And the meal that day will be turkey chili, cottage cheese, and corn chips. And for the rest of the week, if the schedule pretty much stays the same, on the 1st of September, it will be coffee at 8, yoga at 10, oils at 11. On Friday the 26th, coffee at 8, and PATH exercises at 10. but to be sure that there's no other activities on the 1st or 2nd, since we don't have the September calendar, you can call the Senior Center at 355-6482. They'd be glad to let you know what's happening. The Kearney County Commissioners have vacancies for 2 board members to fill an unexpired term for the Fair Board. If you are interested, they ask you to please send a letter to the Board of County Commissioners indicating your desire to serve on the Fair Board. All letters should be received by Monday, August 29th by 8 a.m. Letters should be sent to the Kearney County Clerk at P.O. Box 86, Lakin, Kansas 67860. The Kearney County Commissioners are also soliciting for volunteers to represent the county's older population on the Southwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging on their sub-regional council. The purpose of the council is to assist the SWKAAA in determining the needs of senior citizens in Kearney County and Southwest Kansas and to help them develop a coordinated and comprehensive plan to address those needs with the funding that has been provided. The type of individual that they are looking for can be a business person in the community, someone in the health profession, a home health care provider, caregiver, or a retired individual who would have some knowledge of the needs of older people in the county. If you are interested in representing these interests for our senior citizens in the county, please call the county clerk at 355-6422. And you can get even more information by contacting the Southwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-742-9531. The United Methodist Annual Church Scholarship Sale will be Friday, September 9th from 10 to 6 p.m. and on Saturday, September 10th from 9 to noon. If you're interested in finding some treasures, be sure to stop by the Lakin United Methodist Church and see what you might be able to find. The Bowlers Association will be having a meeting this Sunday on August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Lakin Lanes. That is located at 102 South Lakin Street here in Lakin. Also, the ARC 2000 Pheasants Forever is having a membership drive and cookout on Saturday, August 27th at 6:30 p.m. The Lakin Gun Club will be hosting the event, so if you're interested in some skeet and eat, the meal is going to be provided for free, and members and their families are encouraged to attend. The Lakin Assembly of God is starting a kids and youth group this year. Throughout the school year, they will be meeting Wednesday night for kids and youth church. Sign-up will be August 31st at the Lakin Assembly of God at 7 p.m. It will be a come-and-go. Hot dogs will be served. This Sunday on August 28th, the Lakin United Methodist Church will be honoring our educators in the community. If you would like to attend church that day, the services start at 11, and then immediately following the services, there will be a potluck dinner served to the congregation and any of the educators that wish to stay and partake. On Monday the 29th, there's going to be a Kearney County Commissioners meeting at 8 a.m., there's going to be a Kearney County Hospital Board meeting at 12, and Historical Society meeting at 7. On Tuesday the 30th, there's Lakin's AA meeting will be at 8. On the 31st, there's going to be a TOPS meeting at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 for weigh-in and the meeting at 8. On September 1st, at the Kearney County Health Department, there's going to be immunizations from 9 to 11. They'll take an hour break for lunch, then be back from 1 to 3 to continue immunizations. Then the AA meeting will meet at 8 o'clock again that evening. If you're interested in going to the museum, they are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So if you'd like to see some of the county's artifacts, be sure to stop by the museum. They'd be glad to see you there. During National Preparedness Month in September, the American Red Cross encourages eligible donors to give blood to help ensure a readily available blood supply for emergencies. The American Red Cross will be in Lakin on September 6th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building at 209 North Main. To make an appointment to give blood, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS, that is 1-800-733-2767. Donors are encouraged to make appointments and complete the RapidPass online health history questionnaire at redcrossblood.org/RapidPass to help reduce wait time. All blood types are needed to ensure a reliable supply for patients. A blood donor card or driver's license or 2 other forms of identification are required at check-in. Sign up for Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, and Girl Scouts is Wednesday, August 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Scout Houses, located south of the Beamer Aquatic Center and Lakin City Pool. Girl Scouts is for any girl kindergarten through 12th grade. Cub Scouts is for boys 1st through 5th grade. Boy Scouts are for those in 6th grade and up. If you would like to work with the Scouts, leaders are needed also, and you do not need to have a child participating to become a leader. For more information, or if you have any questions, please call Danny Woolhoff at 640-5542, Pam Woolhoff at 640-4142, or Marcel Sersma at 271-2413. Also remember that up at Highway 50 and 25 intersection, the Kansas DOT is still working on that intersection, so they encourage drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. That's going to do it for us for this time. We hope everybody has a fun and safe week with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.